Stunt organizer Scott Record and Scott Truax are on a mission to cure history, as they put it. 40 years ago, Truax's father designed the rocket that Evel Knievel used in an attempt to jump the Snake River Canyon. Knievel was lucky to escape with only minor injuries when he crashed after a parachute prematurely released.
Everything that Evel Knievel did, he was the benchmark. This is the one thing that he didn't complete.
Truax started one of two independent teams planning to reenact, and this time complete, the jump across the canyon. The other team is led by Texas stuntman Big Ed Beckley. More about him in a moment. But first, the rocket. In a warehouse on the south side of Twin Falls, Truax and several hired hands are fabricating a replica of the one-person steam-powered Sky Cycle Evel Knievel used in 1974. The new version has a few safety enhancements.
It essentially blasts off in a ballistic trajectory, crosses the canyon. The parachute will fit right in the back here, and parachute deploys out the rear, lands on its nose on a big shock absorber, and just kind of noses over.
Truax says the new rocket is about 60% done and will be ready for initial testing next month. When it's time for the historical reenactment, a Hollywood stuntman will be at the controls for a quick one-half-mile ride. Truax's team has leased private land on opposite sides of the canyon, about 10 miles east of Twin Falls. They have an event permit from Jerome County. That puts them ahead of Big Ed Beckley's team. He wanted to use Knievel's original takeoff ramp inside the city of Twin Falls. But a majority of the city council got cold feet and recently voted against holding any jump there for at least a year. The 63-year-old Beckley is undeterred.
I was a boxer, and I wasn't pro, but I was an amateur, and so we went three rounds. You know what? We've only been one round. I still got two good rounds in me, and I was always a good finisher.
He has a landing site. Last year, Beckley forked over nearly $1 million to the state of Idaho to secure an exclusive lease to public land on the North Canyon Rim, the intended historic touchdown site. In the coming weeks, Beckley says he expects to announce two important details, a new takeoff location for his rocket-powered motorcycle, and a television contract with a major network.
Well, thank you, everybody, for coming.
The logistics alone of staging a stunt worthy of live national broadcast are daunting. That's clear from the range of audience questions peppering event promoter Scott Record at an open house. It's not rocket science on the minds of local people, but rather worries about crowd control, traffic gridlock, concert noise, wildfire risk, and the environment. Farmer Rob Rogerson remembers a side of the original Knievel stunt that you didn't see on TV, like the ne'er-do-wells who slept in his bean field.
That wasn't a great experience, because we had a lot of undesirable people running around here, trespassing on us.
Police and sheriff's departments in southern Idaho fear they'll be stretched to the limit if the predicted 25,000 spectators show up. Jerome County Sheriff Chief Deputy Jack Johnson says he's never dealt with an event that big in almost 30 years of service.
You know, collectively, you know, it's probably a big question mark if we have enough people to handle this or not. And that's part of the process we're working through now.
Outstanding permit issues mean it's unclear if there will be one, two, or no jump attempts this September. The heads of the respective stunt teams claim they're not rivals and wish each other the best. But when pressed, each doubts the other will pull off their jump. I'm Tom Bonsi in Twin Falls, Idaho.